Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting with a global audience via LinkedIn audio. Recorded live, anyone can tune in and take part. Just raise your hand and share the stage. Will you join Anders next time? For now, kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Good to be here. Good to be back with another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master Show. Today's topic is to drive successful finance transformation, part of our new series, The Modern Finance Function. Probably many of you feel like, you know, finance transformation has been a topic for at least the past two decades in the finance function. But also, as we know, with transformations, they tend to not be as successful as we want them to be. So we'll try to deep dive into that topic today. What lessons can we learn from successful finance transformations? So most transformations fail. So why should finance transformations be any different? In today's show, we'll look at our experiences of company transformations, the pitfalls, and where we believe successes can be enhanced and achieved. So what is a transformation and how many transformations actually fail? Every company at one time or another, whether you're a global international corporation or a regional or local business, will need to go through some form of change to remain competitive during its lifetime. Transformations go by many names, whether that's management transition, corporate restructuring, company right-sizing, renewal, or reorganization. You've probably heard a lot of different topics. So no matter what we decide to call it, the underlying goal is nearly always the same, which is to make an important change that improves how we operate because we need to achieve success in a changing, developing, or disrupted space. So 85% of finance teams are in the middle of a finance transformation. Maybe you can all relate to that as well here on the call today. According to McKinsey, though, up to 70% of these large-scale transformation efforts will not succeed. So it kind of feels like insanity. We keep being in transformations and we know they're not going to succeed. So why is it that most of these incredibly important projects fall short? We have some key reasons here. So the first one is the vitality of having a clear-eyed vision. Most don't. Having a clear vision starts with having clear leadership. Of the successful transformations that we've seen, when transformations start well, it's when a good leader is driving it. But what do we do when the average tenure of CFOs is shorter than the average duration of a finance transformation plan? I personally have seen this many, many times. Just like a good strategy, you know, a finance transformation plan can last 3, 4, even 5 years, and too often the CFO is gone in 2 or less. So it's not ideal already from a setup place. People driving transformations need to be excited, create a sense of urgency, be change champions, and be adept at communicating a very clear vision of the future and where they see the function going. I had a CFO once. He wrote a 2-pager, or maybe he actually managed to fit it into 1 page. He called it like the beach, that nice place you want to go where you want to take people to have a good time. So that was his idea to create that beach for the finance function. And that document became the guiding principles for everything he wanted to do. Unfortunately, he was only there for 2 or 3 years. So he never got to sort of build or create that beach. So it's not always easy, of course. So no matter who is in charge, there should be collective ownership that is embedded in the team and the team that drives change. You may have detailed and extensive plans, directives, and programs, but without the vision of the end goal state, people will find it very hard to buy into the change. The vision needs to be shared, owned, and acted on by the people who are delivering it. That takes strong leadership, but also allows it to live on even when leadership changes. 2, crystallizing a strong sense of urgency over and over. The most successful transformation we've seen start when a small group of individuals begin to assess the function's competitive advantage or relationship to technological innovations. We need to make sure that we have permission to share our observations and improve performance. And that can be created when leaders create a space of transparency and psychological safety, as you will, so that when issues are brought up, they're listened to and they're acted upon. What is key here is getting 80% of staff and stakeholders to buy into the need for urgency. After creating a picture-like vision of the destination, creating a sense of urgency and communicating that is the most important phase. As Douglas Keering, Executive Vice President of Oracle, says, "A faster clock speed is one of the keys to our success. When it needs to be done yesterday, teams work with much more speed and urgency, and the results will speak for themselves." And speaking of results, I think that's the third key point here. They need to plan for and create short-term achievable successes and celebrate them. Because if you're going at the speed of light with a sense of urgency that is truly great, you also need to see some results fast. Otherwise, people will feel like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. So even marathons are made up of short bursts of pace and slower sections of the race. It's the same with finance transformations. They are enormous projects that tend to take a very long time. And just like a marathon, the people involved in the race need encouragement, cheerleading, and sustenance along the way. Short-term wins are not something we should hope for on our way to achieving the vision. They should be strategically plotted the same as you would mile markers along the route. And when you achieved a quarter of the race, whether that's performance improvement, a certain ROI, or customer satisfaction improvement, each of those needs to be created to be achievable and then celebrated. This is not something that we hope will happen. This is something that we engineer to happen so that people will feel engaged in the process and stick with it for the length of the race. And particularly in the point of celebration, I at least think that's something we're quite bad at in finance. We're like, hey, you know, great, we did this. Let's continue with the next month end or the next forecasting process. It's rarely something that gets people excited. So let's remember to celebrate. So too many projects, too little time, and too few resources. I think if you say finance transformation, you can probably also say these statements as well. The most common reason for enacting finance transformations is when things are going badly. People notice it and communicate that message. How can we be more proactive? Often it's an external factor that forces our hand and makes a change a necessity. The downside of doing a transformation when something is wrong, for instance, the market is poor, technology is stagnant, or culture is bad, is that it gives you less room to maneuver, and it's more difficult to communicate a positive vision. While the tough part of trying to enact change when things are going well is that it's more difficult to create buy-in, but there are resources available to make it happen. While everyone is overworked, under-resourced, and overstressed, adding a transformation on top can be a bitter pill to swallow for people. And even though we say, don't shoot the messenger, there's a strong tradition for people to aim directly between the messenger's eyes. It can be helpful to bring in outside analysts or external customer use or business partners into the organization to share the message. And what I find is it's helpful to have a relative target, an ambitious target, because if it is relative, there are always going to be forces pushing you to do better. So if you want to say, we want to create a world-class finance function, or we want to have a top-tier finance function among our peers, guess what? Your peers or all finance functions in the world are moving at the same time as you are. So how are you going to create a finance function that is more competitive, delivers more insights, and generates more value than your competition? And how do you do that continuously? It's a very strong ambition to strive for, and it also should ensure that you are moving continuously so that finance transformation doesn't become a point in time activity, but rather continuous efforts to always improve, always generate more insights, to always create more value as a finance function. I think that's really key. Too often, we maybe lack that strong vision that is relative. It's maybe just focused on ourselves. And of course, we have the other issues like CFOs not staying for long. Of course, it leads to the question, what is then the formula for success? And, you know, I'm not a finance transformation consultant per se, so I'm sure there's, of course, a lot more perspectives on this, but here are at least some of ours. As we've seen above, some of the most crucial elements for success include a clear focus, ample resources, management attention and buy-in, planning, and celebrating short-term success. What we found in the dozens of finance transformations we've been involved in is that using a framework, like for instance, ADKAR, is key to improving the chance of success. There must be an awareness of the need for change. This usually comes from a small group of people noticing a deficit and getting leadership buy-in to make improvements. Could also be a new CFO coming in, understanding the current state and situation in the company, and then starting to move with the plan. That's at least a very typical way of this happening. Then there needs to be a desire to be part of the change effort. and that comes from a clear vision and strategy of the benefits goals. Most people, at least, would like to go to that beach. Sounds nice. It's a great place to be. And they can relate to probably being frustrated with how things are currently working or being time poor, always dealing with challenges. So if someone comes and sells you a nice vision, there's a good chance you'll buy into it. Although, of course, you might be skeptical. So you have a desire to go there for sure. Then it's knowledge. Knowledge means that the end state is communicated consistently and makes up an important baseline through all corporate communications. So it develops cultural resonance. So in terms of communication, which is key here, too often management goes to a retreat, comes out and say, you know, here's our new finance transformation plan, communicated through a big event, perhaps, and then cascaded down into the organization. Then management rarely speaks about it again, or at least not in a structured and consistent way. And when that happens, people tend to think that it's dead, it's not moving anywhere, and then they continue to go about their daily business. So finance leaders need to continuously communicate the vision, for sure, what's happening at the moment, and what progress is being made. If you do that, people will continuously be pushing to create that impact, to create that change you're looking to drive with your transformation. Then there's ability. One thing is you're bought in, you know what needs to happen. Of course, you also need the abilities to make it happen. So ability means colleagues must feel like the goals and success states are not only achievable, but that they are also given the freedom to develop the required skills and necessary behaviors. Now, we deal with business partnering, and business partnering is often something where people are just handed a new title, a new business card, and then they're supposed to do things differently. Rarely does it work like that. It's the same thing if you are giving a new tool in hand. You might be given training of how to use the tool, but what is the overall change that the tool is supposed to drive? We rarely get to that point because it's just treated as a technology implementation. So oftentimes, if we want different outcomes to happen, we also need to do things differently. And more often than not, we need new skills to do that. Finally, reinforcement. Reinforcement implies that just like the mile markers in the marathon, we need to create, plan for, and celebrate the successes at each stage of the journey toward the vision or goal of the overall transformation. So if you want to see change happen through finance transformation, it definitely needs to happen continuously, and leaders need to reinforce this. Celebrations are a great way to reinforce what's happening, but progress is even better. I was sitting with a finance leadership team early this year in the summer, and we talked a lot about, you know, how can they create, you know, better business partnering, create more value for the company. And then lots of ideas and initiatives and so on. And I said, probably what's most important is structure in terms of the plan you have and progress. If there's no progress, things will die. So reinforcement is there to ensure that we also get continuous progress. In the blog post this morning, I shared a post from Christian, who's also a partner at BPI. He talks more about the ATCA model. If you want to learn more about it, it's a great change model. All right. So driving successful finance transformation, I think, is one of the most important things for CFOs and finance leaders, because all companies have transformation plans. Few companies actually manage to do it well and deliver the successful outcomes that they set out to do. So if we do it successfully, the value creation will be significant. I republished yesterday a great publication from McKinsey on four imperatives for finance for the next decade going towards 2030. And here they talk about, you know, the impact it will have if we are able to do this successfully. So the finance functions that transform the most have proven to create more value for their companies. Their companies perform better. It was also confirmed by the Hackett Group. They do a lot of benchmarking. They also said that companies that perform well have well-performing finance functions. And finance functions are particularly good at what we call business finance. So FP&A, business partnering, and so on. So finance functions that drive value creation create successful companies, for sure. But with that, thanks a lot to those of you who managed to tune in today. Thanks a lot, everyone, and see you next time.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show recorded live on LinkedIn Audio. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting. And why not join Anders every Thursday on LinkedIn to share your own views and appear in the next episode?